This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. Well, you love me. That's fine. Love me. And I love chocolate, all right? And boy, do I love chocolate. And when I found out that Hershey's was going to unveil a new Hershey bar, I was just salivating until I saw what was in it. All right, so I guess it's been 20 years since Hershey has launched a new candy bar. And it is going to unveil the Hershey Gold. It's called the Hershey's Gold Bar. What's in it? Peanuts, pretzels, and caramelized cream. Now, I'm done. No. Okay, first of all, the reason why I love Hershey's is because I love chocolate. I just want to sink my teeth into chocolate. Last thing I need is for there to be some, I don't know, pretzels and chocolate? No. I don't understand this fetish people have with salt and chocolate. Don't mix salt and chocolate. But here's the thing. Here's some scoop. Here's some history. I love history of candy. Okay? Apparently, Hershey's has been around for, what, 117 years, they say? So, they had Hershey's milk chocolate that was introduced in the year 1900. Hershey's Special Dark was introduced in 1939. Hershey's Cookies and Cream was added in 1995. So they have basically three main flavors. You would think Hershey's would have, you know, have done like what Reese's and, you know, Peeps have done. But no, only major three major bars. The milk chocolate. Well, here's the thing, the miniatures. The miniatures have the Mr. Good Bar and that kind of thing. But to be honest, it's really, when you look at a Hershey bar, that's it. So since 1995, they really haven't had a new bar. So this Hershey's Gold Bar, peanuts, pretzels, caramelized cream, ugh. Okay, I'd say no. They're going to be available nationwide starting December 1. They're going to be sold at Hershey's Chocolate World in Las Vegas and Hershey, Pennsylvania. Food and Wine previewed the bar, said it has a satisfying crunch, while the saltiness of the peanuts and pretzels give the bar a savory taste that isn't overpowering. One may miss the chocolate foundation that Hershey's usually provides, but the caramelized cream hasn't lost the Hershey's chocolate signature creaminess, and it tastes like a Hershey's product, even though there isn't chocolate in it. There's not even chocolate in it? Oh, hell no. Okay. No, thank you. I will pass. So, you know, this is interesting. GroovyCandies.com gives us a history of candy timeline. And I guess the first chewing gum came out, as one of the very first candies, came out in 1848. John Curtis produced the first branded chewing gum made from tree sap, called the State of Maine Spruce Gum. Then, the first package box of Whitman's chocolate was created in 1854. Cadbury, Richard Cadbury, in 1868, and you know, those little Cadbury eggs we like at Easter time. In 1868, Cadbury makes the first Valentine's Day box of chocolates. And that started the tradition that continues today. Thank you, Cadbury. I love getting chocolate on Valentine's. I mean, ideally, I really just, you know, take me to eat steak. That's really what I wanted for Valentine's. Don't buy me jewelry. Just give me a steak. 1879, William Thompson creates Thompson chocolate with the stated goal of making only quality products. What, the other chocolate wasn't quality? 1880s, Wonderly Candy Company created candy corn. Candy corn is still a best-selling Halloween candy. Many people don't like it. I think it's okay. I like candy corn. But that started in the 1880s. In the 1890s, the Red Bird Peppermint Puffs was founded. Then, let me see, French Chews, 1891, the French Chews. I'm not sure what those are. 1893, Milton Hershey attends the World's Columbian Exposition in Chicago, watches chocolate bean manufactured. He's impressed. So he purchases the new manufacturing equipment. Great expense, has it shipped from Germany to his factory in Pennsylvania, and Milton Hershey starts Hershey Park and the whole Hershey empire. Wrigley, in 1893, introduces Juicy Fruit chewing gum and Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum in 1893. You know, we think people were only, you know, popping bubble gum and, you know, chewing gum and stuff, you know, in the, you know, I don't know, 50s and 60s. No, we're talking the 1800s they were chewing gum. Pastel mints in 1893. In 1894, Hershey creates the first American candy bar. However, the famous milk chocolate bar doesn't get invented until a few years later, but they made the first American candy bar. In 1896, Leo Hirschfeld introduces Tootsie Rolls, named after his daughter, Tootsie. That's very interesting. Later, the name changes, I guess, but Tootsie Rolls still made. So Tootsie was named after, yeah, name your daughter after candy. In 1900, Milton Hershey introduces what will eventually become Hershey's milk chocolate bar. Then the peppermint stick candy in 1901. Then the Nico wafers, the multicolored little candy discs. You know, those little wafers, 1901. And then those little hearts on Valentine's that have Be Mine, 1902. Emil Brock starts Brock's Candy in 1904. Apparently this was his second attempt at the candy business. He sold caramels for 20 cents a pound originally, and then he makes this. Then peanut butter bar called Squirrel Nut Zipper started in 1905, got resurrected in the 1990s. Then there was Spangler candy, then Hershey's Milk Chocolate Kisses in the silver foil wrapping became introduced to the world in 1906. I guess the original Hershey's Kisses were called Silver Tops and sold as individual units, so you could buy a little baby kiss. 1908, Hershey then adds almonds to its milk chocolate bar. So almond came 1908. 1910s, Ethel and Frank Mars opens up a candy company in Tacoma, Washington called Mars Inc. Then Lifesavers, born in 1912. Whitman Sampler Box of Chocolates debuts now as a sampler, as opposed to just all the same chocolate in 1912, Google Clusters, 1913, Heath Bar, I don't like Heath Bars, 1914, Peanut Chews, the Goldenberg Company made these peanut chews for World War I troops, and then they sold them to customers in 1921. Fannie Mae Candies in the 1920s, Chuckles, Hershey starts to automate its process with Hershey Kisses by the 1920s, Mounds Bar 23, Milk Duds 1926, and then Hershey's Miniatures 1939. So really, really cool stuff. I love the history of chocolate, but wow. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you are a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
As I walk along, I wonder.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So these proton pump inhibitors are back in the news, and you guys are not going to like this. Okay, remember they were talking about liver inflammation and maybe liver cancer and could cause bone disease, and these proton pump inhibitors are now very, very popular, and my doctor just put me on them for a short course because I have esophageal ulcers. I don't know why I have esophageal ulcers. Maybe it's the radio business. I don't know why, but anyways, I got ulcers in my esophagus. So listen, there's a lot of different places you could have ulcers. You know, I got genital ulcers, you could have rectal ulcers, you could have, you know, intestinal ulcers. I'll take the esophagus ulcers. I'll take that. I'm not going to complain because it could be worse. But anyway, these proton pump inhibitors are phenomenal, because they really know how to treat ulcers. These proton pump inhibitors decrease your acid production. Now, I've talked to you guys about these heartburn medications, right, where you have a variety of different things out there. Like, you have your calcium carbonate, like your Tums. Those are acid neutralizers. Then you have the histamine antagonists, the H2 blockers, like Pepcid or Zantac, which the H2 antagonist prevents acid from being released. And then you have the proton pump inhibitors that reduce stomach acid production from the start. Now, they're sold under the brand names of Prilosec, Prevacid, Protonix, Nexium. Generic name is Omeprazole, right? Pantoprazole with a band in O-L-E. So those medications you can now get over the counter, very, very popular and very effective. Well, apparently in this latest study, they said those taking it regularly could double their risk of gastric cancer or stomach cancer. Now, some of you on Facebook start to scratch your head going, whoa, 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 whoa. Aren't those medications supposed to help prevent cancer? Absolutely, yeah, they do. So they help prevent the cancer, and then they put you at risk for cancer. How? Okay, well, let's look at the esophagus. Okay, the esophagus, it helps prevent cancer because chronic acid erosions or ulcers, which, God forbid, I'm dealing with now, could change the lining of the esophagus. And if it changes the lining of the esophagus, anytime you start to have a change in the lining, cancer cells love to take advantage of that. It's kind of, it's a weaker lining. It's not its typical lining. And so acid being where it's not supposed to be can cause something called Barrett's esophagus, which could turn into esophageal cancer. Now, Barrett's esophagus is rare, but there's still that risk. And so we treat with proton pump inhibitors to not allow the mucosa or the lining to change. So hopefully you don't get Barrett's esophagus and then go into esophageal cancer. So the proton pump inhibitors, absolutely something we need to take for that. Same thing with gastric issues. If you have H. pylori, Helicobacter pylori, that bacteria has been linked to gastric or stomach cancer. So we will treat you with like a Prev pack that has Prevacid, antibiotic, bismuth, combination of medications to kill the H. pylori bacteria. Now, they say that these proton pump inhibitors do kill the Helicobacter pylori. But if after you kill the Helicobacter pylori, you continue to take them, you will increase your risk anywhere from 2 to 8 times of stomach cancer. Now, you know, I know this worries people. It was a small risk overall. I know it sounds like a lot because stomach cancer is very, very rare. But let me see. I believe how many thousands? Hold on a second. I wrote about this the other day. 28,000 people in the U.S. this year alone will be diagnosed with stomach cancer. Now, 28,000 is a lot to you and I. But in the scheme of things, with the millions and millions of hundreds of millions of people that we have in the United States, that's a very, very rare, that's a rare type of cancer. I think it's like fourth or fifth. So of those 28,000 people, 17,000 are men, 10,000 are women. So don't think that stomach acid issues and gastric cancer and ulcers are just a man's problem. It's also a woman's problem, okay? And then they say 10,960 deaths are anticipated this year due to stomach cancer. So if we're losing 10,000 of us a year to stomach cancer, that's still, to me, pretty significant. So this study, the study authors came from the University of Hong Kong and University College of London. They said the PPIs help kill the Helicobacter pylori or H. pylori. That is the bacteria responsible for stomach ulcers and cancer. But use beyond the healing up the risk significantly. Now, some of you are like, well, wait a second. I don't take those medications. Prepcid, Prevacid. I don't take that. I take the Tums or I take Zantac. And okay, they looked at Zantac and they looked at Pepcid. No, no stomach cancer risk with those. So, you know, this acid reflux issue is, it plagues a lot of us. You know, yesterday I had a tiny dinner, just tiny dinner. I go up to the bathroom because I want to wash my hair at night now. Apparently, because I have to do my show in the morning, it's really hard to wash and blow dry my hair in the morning, so I do it at night. So I'm getting ready to, you know, do that, and I burp. And instead of it just being an, you know, burp, we're talking half my dinner comes up and then goes back down. And so I have something called lower esophageal sphincter insufficiency or incompetency. My sphincter is incompetent. Okay? And so what that means is it's supposed to be tight. It's kind of not a whole seal, but the sphincter connecting the esophagus to the stomach should be tight enough where food doesn't decide to go back. Just a little baby burp, it wasn't even a big burp, was enough to bring food back up. No wonder I have ulcers in my esophagus. Now, why do I have weakness of that sphincter? I don't know. I don't let a lot of things touch my sphincters. I really don't. Could it be that I have eaten so many big meals and I don't chew my... Now this is now just theory, you know, as to why this could happen. Is it that I've eaten so many big meals and I don't chew my food because I swallow so much? I mean, I'm in a hurry. I'm not going to sit there and do bite-sized little baby bites on my steak. I'm going to swallow big chunks. Puts you at risk for choking, by the way, so please cut up your food and eat little bits. But maybe I stretch that sphincter out, swallowing big chunks of food that aren't completely chewed down. That's a theory. Maybe I just genetically have higher acid. I'm a very anxious, I don't want to say anxious, but I'm a very hyper person. You know, I like to get things done. You know, there's, you know, so many things I got to see and people to do. You know, I'm just a very busy girl. And so, you know, maybe I get some acid reflux from that. I don't know. I don't eat spicy food. I'm not really into alcohol. I don't really, you know, overdo things that could bother the stomach. So what foods cause reflux? Okay. Well, sugars, refined carbohydrates, and get this, chocolate. I love chocolate. So maybe the chocolate or chocolate is doing this to me. So they say avoid chocolate, fried and fatty foods, caffeine and soda pop, red wine and alcohol. Red wine. So does that mean white wine's good? Peppermint, citrus, onions, and tomatoes. All right. And foods that help relieve acid reflux could be oatmeal, banana, salad, aloe vera, parsley. Well, now salad, but be careful, because if I like the salads that have the little orange, little tangerines in them and onions, and okay, then that'll mess you up. But they say salad helps. Aloe vera, parsley, celery, couscous, rice helps your tummy, lean turkey and chicken. So a lot of different things can, cause you to have, issues with your acid reflux. They also recommend to elevate the bed about 45 degrees. I can't do that. Our bed is too heavy. Can't elevate our bed 45 degrees. That's a big angle though. A 45 degree angle for your bed. But remember, if you have esophageal sphincter insufficiency or incompetencies, there's a lot of us walking around incompetent with our sphincters, then you need to use gravity. Oh, now get this. Okay, so you know how I've had some back issues, right? So Corey, my husband, is a chiropractor, got an inversion table for me to be semi-upside down to help pull traction away from my herniated discs. Well, when I'm upside down, what do you think comes up to the throat? The stomach acid. So it's like you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. But this is what I notice works for me. If my meals are very tiny, if I eat little baby bits, and I know sometimes we're hungry, we have to scarf down food, but if you eat little baby bits, that can then also help decrease your acid reflux. So don't panic about these proton pump inhibitors. Again, it's extended long use. Like if you're taking it for a year or 2 years, like for example, if you took PPIs for 3 to 4 years, you were 8 times at increased risk for stomach cancer. All right. But again, it was still overall a small risk. So just be careful about taking these medications every day if you don't necessarily need to. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
ProPure water filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, the FDA is showing some muscle. Woo! They are getting a little hot under the collar. And the FDA has warned companies against claiming that marijuana cures disease. The FDA is not happy about it. Four companies selling, I guess, everyday advanced hemp oil, bosom lotion, or is it Bossom? Bossom or, I don't know. And CBD edibles gummy men, all right? And as well as dozens of other marijuana-derived dietary supplements have been warned very firmly by the FDA to stop pitching their products as cures for cancer. This is a very common claim, but not, has not yet been proven, people. Marijuana is not going to cure your cancer. There may be cures for cancer, But, and even if there is one strain out there, and by the luck of the draw, somebody's cancer got cured, okay, and I can't really fathom the science behind that, how do you know that your marijuana is going to be the exact same strain? Okay, there is too much diversity of the marijuana to be able to, you know, allow a predictable, consistent reproduction of the effect. So, according to Dr. Scott Gottlieb, the FDA commission, an FDA commissioner, in a news release, said substances that contain components of marijuana will be treated like any other products that make unproven claims to shrink cancer tumors. He says, we don't let companies market products that deliberately prey on sick people with baseless claims that their substances can shrink or cure cancer. Now, the businesses involved include Stanley Brothers Social Enterprises, Green Roads of Florida, That's Natural, and Natural Alchemist. They sell products that falsely claim to cure cancer, Alzheimer's, and other illnesses. Now, the supplements allegedly contain cannabidiol, CBD, which is the component of the marijuana plant that is not approved by the FDA for any use. Unlike marijuana, CBD contains only a fraction of the tetrahydrocannabinol, the THC, and that's what causes the high, the euphoria, the buzz, according to the manufacturer. So the company sells CBD over the internet in oil drops, capsules, syrups, teas, creams, and then you have endorsements from people. And these people are identified by first names and last initials. And they claim that they or their loved ones have been miraculously cured of terminal diseases or other illnesses, according to the New York Times. Now, Dr. Gottlieb is a cancer survivor. And he says there are a growing number of effective therapies for many cancers. When people are allowed to illegally market agents that deliver no established benefit, they may steer patients away from products that have been proven anti-tumor effects that could save lives. Stanley Brothers is a leading marijuana products company based in Colorado. Notes on its website that other cannabis companies have gotten FDA warning letters. As of Wednesday afternoon, there were no references to its products as cancer cures on the website. So good. That means they took that stuff down. Dara Kaplan, a spokeswoman for CW Hemp, one of the names under which the Stanley Brothers operates, said the company will work with the FDA to better monitor third-party testimonials. We take regulatory compliance very seriously. Okay, so you see what she's saying? She's saying, look, we're going to watch it. You know, if somebody, you know, basically she's saying somebody will go online saying their cancer's cured, we'll monitor it. Okay, but she's not saying that doesn't, you know, not cure the cancer. So you got to be really careful with that. Anyway, the FDA also took issue with previous claims for a company's Everyday Advanced Hemp Oil. One testimonial said, a patient of mine uses this for cancer, and it gives her a lot better relief than prescription drugs. Another testimonial says, my dear ex-mother-in-law has been diagnosed with late-stage pancreatic cancer. This is the only thing that gives her relief. Now, relief, that's still a far, far cry from cure. Okay? If somebody's in pain, yeah, maybe it does, you know, help some with the way they feel. You know, and even if it's placebo, I don't mind, but do not swap or substitute or let that sway you from using regular medications that could possibly help your treatment. John Hudak, a senior fellow at Brookings Institution and the author of Marijuana, A Short History, said companies that sell traditional cannabis products and those derived from hemp often skirt the edges of the law or violate it outright. He says, I think it's a very difficult argument to say that they are not working in a way that's in a violation of FDA standards and practices. Having one disclaimer on a website and then having other claims elsewhere on the website is not what the FDA allows. So businesses have 15 days to submit evidence to the FDA that they have corrected the violations or to explain why more time is needed. So I guess That's Natural is another company. They market CBD all-natural hemp oil. She said she would comply with the FDA's request, but under protest. One of the company's claims, according to the FDA, was that the hemp oil contained an ingredient that makes cancer cells commit suicide. Really? Cancer cells will sit there and commit suicide when they see the hemp? She says all free people have a right to experience health and wellness from naturally derived cannabinoids. We should not have to only take FDA-approved synthesized drugs. We should be able to experience natural plant-based medicine in its truest form. Okay, so here's the thing. Let's just talk about freedom of speech. Because this comes up. If somebody claims a medicine did something for them, and they want to post it online, do they have the, you know, do they have the ability to do so? Well, technically, you could post, you know, a lot of things online. Can't post terrorist type stuff. All right. Looks like they don't want you to post things that are anti-Hillary. Okay, that seems to somehow come down. Or maybe it doesn't come down, but it just doesn't show up on feeds. All right, so there is a lot of manipulation with social media that happens. Google, etc. I get that. I get that. All right. And so there are some controls. But if somebody wants to tell people and somebody wants to say that their product worked, all right, and somebody selling a product wants to allow that person to express their review, that is technically allowed. The problem is when there's a manipulation of what the reviews look like. A lot of complaints about Yelp because, again, Yelp has to sell advertising, has to attract people. The boring reviews aren't going to usually be highlighted, but the juicy, nasty reviews are. Because that allows a, you know, that allows more entertainment. One doctor called me up saying, look, I got a good review, and look at where it was placed. It was really hidden compared to the, and, you know, well, again, these are companies that have a motivation and an incentive to sell. Now, this could easily be cured and dealt with if everybody realizes that what you read in terms of reviews are usually fake and are usually, you know, biased or by people that, you know, either, you know, hate you because you slept with them and never called them the next day or love you because you're a relative. The problem is you have a lot of naive people out there. You or I, we look at a review, we're like, really? John P. wrote this? Okay, who's John P.? This really sounds fake to me. But you have a lot of newer, younger people out there that will go, oh, John P. said this works for his cancer, okay? Or this really helps with, you know, and they'll be like, Grandma, you got to take this. And so it's kind of frustrating because the internet, it's a brainwashing. I forget which movie that was where, you know, the computer basically, you know, fed you what wanted to be fed. But we are basically right now, and this is why conservatives are so frustrated with what's been going on, but right now, if I want to get any information of what's going on out there in the outside world, okay, I will go to Google and do a search. And New York Times may come up before Fox. Sometimes Fox will come up before New York Times. But if there's a preponderance of a liberal slant or a conservative slant or whatever, you're not getting neutral. You're getting other people's information. You're getting a opinion. You're getting news in opinion form. And we are being fed our information online with reviews. With even if you do a search on somebody, there'll be stars, and those stars may be from fake reviewers. 1-877-DOCTOR.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Blake for working the dials. We really, really appreciate it. All right, so this is interesting. Apparently, a Japanese company is going to give employees who don't smoke 6 extra vacation days. Company in Japan, and Japan, smoking is deeply ingrained into their culture. It's decided to do something about it, according to CNBC. And after a non-smoking employee submitted a complaint about how smoke breaks were affecting productivity, marketing firm Payola, Inc. decided to make change to its paid time off policy. And the company granted non-smoking staff an additional 6 days off each year to make up for the time smokers take for cigarette breaks. Hirotaka Matsushima, a spokesperson for Payola, Inc., told the Telegraph one of her non-smoking staff put a message in the company's suggestion box earlier in the year saying that smoking breaks were causing problems. After hearing about the complaint, the company CEO, Takao Asuka, decided to give non-smoking employees time off to compensate. And I have to tell you, that is so true, because I remember, I think when I worked for the EPA back in the 90s, if you smoked, they had to give you a break. And so you got stopped to take your smoke break, and I'm sitting there working, like, well, I should pretend I smoke. And I did. I pretended to smoke so I could get out and have that extra break. And apparently these frequent cigarette smokes meant that employees were away from their desks upward of 15 minutes each day. So calculating that out, it turned out to be about 6 business days. I think, I don't know, that may have to be more than that, but anyway. So apparently a higher percentage of Japanese adults smoke more than Americans. It was only this last year that the percentage of Japanese adults who smoke fell below 20%. According to the World Health Organization, Japanese men are 3 times more likely to smoke than Japanese women. About 130,000 people die every year in Japan from smoking-related diseases. That could be cancer, that could be COPD, asthma exacerbation, pneumonia, a variety of things. And an additional 15,000 die of secondhand smoke-related conditions. That's according to the World Health Organization. Now, in America, we're down to 15% of Americans who smoke. That is down from 20% in 2005. They say the decrease in American smokers is due in part to health initiatives, the laws banning, the cost of the cigarettes. We're doing a pretty good job. So 15% of Americans smoke. Obesity is rising, but, well, you know, we got to find something else. If we're not going to smoke to keep our appetite down, we're going to have to find something else. Now, earlier this year, Tokyo's governor, Yoriko Koike, said that he planned to impose a smoking ban in public places across the city ahead of the 2020 Summer Olympics. That's right. They're going to get, it's going to be Tokyo and then Paris is what, 2024? But, by the way, one of my nephews may be in the Olympics, in the Tokyo Olympics. I know, Lindsay! I'm gonna wait, so proud. Anyway, I'll let you know. Hopefully, you know, he can, you know, still, you know, go through all the competitions to get that far, but it's apparently he's on track, so that's really, really cool. But curbing tobacco use in Japan, they say it's gonna be difficult. And so, they want to, you know, scale back as, you know, whatever. Okay, so anyway, are we done with this? Okay, so yeah, extra time off. Now, did you know there's something called heat, not burn, tobacco? There's a new product that apparently is really popular overseas. And they think it may become popular here in the United States. New research from San Diego State University predicts the heat, not burn, tobacco products are going to be soon flooding American markets. They say that they are the latest iteration of electronic smoking. Now, unlike e-cigs and vaporizers, they do not rely on a nicotine-infused liquid like the e-juice. Instead, they use actual tobacco that is heated roughly to 570 degrees Fahrenheit, or about 300 degrees Celsius, using a battery-powered heating element. The tobacco is kept below the temperature of combustion, creating an inhalable aerosol. Heat not burn products are currently unavailable in the U.S. They are for sale in a series of test markets in Europe and Asia. In Japan, they've been very popular. Now, an evaluation of this heat not burn technology is currently underway by the FDA. The product, of course, has to go through a very vigorous review. Right, because it's a modified risk tobacco product. Now, modified risk tobacco products get their designation by the FDA that refers to tobacco products that are sold or distributed for use to reduce harm or the risk of tobacco-related disease associated with commercially marketed tobacco products. So, you see, you can technically get this designation if you're claiming that it is supposed to reduce harm that a smoker would endure. It must also benefit overall health on a population level to get this marking. This is accounting for individuals who don't use tobacco products. Now, I'm looking at it as, wait a second, this is just a new form of tobacco product, and now it can be out there that people can buy, and unfortunately now become addicted to. But if they're claiming this is only for somebody who we would be weaning off smoking, I guess. But look at what's going on with vaping. I hear a bunch of kids in my kids' high school, they vape. So they don't smoke now. But the big thing, and, you know, we know this, is now vaping. So teenagers go to the vape store and they buy the, and it's like, so what, now we have a different form of tobacco product out there? So we're bringing tobacco back, I guess. So study authors note that there are less than 30 studies in the medical literature on these devices. On account of this, they turn to non-traditional data, including Google search information, to analyze the growing interest in the product. And they say, according to the study, there are now about 6 to 7 million heat-not-burn Google searches in Japan each month. 2 years ago, almost no one was searching for them online. That is fascinating how Google or the search engines could see what the population wants, what the population's doing. See, if somebody, let's say, Googles what to do with this, let's say, a side effect of something, then they can infer that that person is using that particular product. And they can also tell if the searches are new, a returning search, a different person, because, you know, we all have our fingerprints, our internet fingerprints. So interesting. So apparently it's popular because it offers a throat hit. You get the physical sensation of smoking cigarettes that is lacking in a lot of vaporizers or e-cigs. But we still don't know the health implications. You're still breathing in tobacco. So I don't know. All right, but they think it's going to become popular and we'll see. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of throat, a boy had a honeybee stinger stuck in her throat. 13-year-old was hanging out by the pool when an insect unexpectedly flew into her mouth. She started coughing immediately, and over the next 4 hours, she started to feel pain in her throat and right ear. She had difficulty swallowing, according to the case report. Concerned about these symptoms, the parents took her to an ear, nose, and throat specialist. The doctors used a laryngoscope, which is a device to look at the back of her throat, her voice box, and vocal cords, and they found a honeybee stinger pierced through a flap of cartilage, the epiglottis, and it was embedded in the tissue. And this epiglottis is what blocks the breathing tube when you eat, and then it blocks the feeding tube when you breathe, and it goes back and forth. At the time of the incident, the girl did know that a bee flew into her mouth, all right, but she didn't think she got stung. So by the time the doctors found the stinger, it had been lodged in her epiglottis for at least 4 hours. One of the doctors who treated the girl, was a co-author in this case report. During that time, the bee would have been irritated the lining of the throat. The sharp needle of the stinger caused her pain. She also felt pain in her ear because nerves in the throat connect to the ear. And, wow, I'm not sure if she talked about the bee flying back out. The other thing, too, is bee venom could cause swelling. She could have died because this could have caused so much swelling that it narrowed her airway. Wow. So keep your mouth closed when you're around bees, I guess. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. I'll be right back.
I'm Chris Wallace, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.